Greetings, flesh wound horror freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, that's Todd Loya, Pugs Dread, and Mike Kruger.
It should say down there now.
There you go. So we're here tonight to talk about a highly anticipated movie, probably one of the most anticipated of the year, quite frankly, and that is Peninsula, the sequel to Train to Busan.
Come on, Dan. You already fucked up. It's Train to Busan presents Peninsula. Get the title right.
They did the National Lampoon. All right. I botched. Yes. Well, Train to Busan presents.
I didn't even know that. So,
well, here's the thing. That's about as an intelligent name as A Haunting in Connecticut, too. Oh.
What was it? Ghosts of Georgia.
Yeah, Haunting in Georgia.
Yeah. And it's a decent little movie, but yeah, I was like, wait, what?
Okay, Dan, I didn't mean to put you on a side rant.
No, that's cool. I should just do a 20-minute side rant just since you're a smart ass, but that's okay. I don't know. People see I'm in a bad mood because they
okay,
were talking
because we're talking Peninsula.
I know we will. So. I'm ready. God damn it. All right, Peninsula from the original's director, Sang Ho Yoon. Peninsula takes place 4 years after the zombie outbreak in Train to Busan. The Korean Peninsula is devastated, and Jung Sok, a former soldier who has managed to escape overseas, is given a mission to go back to and unexpectedly meets survivors. All right. So I think we're all big fans of the original. That was a Korean film that really just exploded everywhere. And I was a little bit concerned going into this one, but Kruger, I'll tag you in first though. What did you think of Peninsula? Did it live up to your expectations for a sequel?
Well, right before watching this, I watched the prequel, which I hadn't seen before. Mm-hmm. And I watched, you know, Train to Busan, and really liked the prequel a lot. You know, Train to Busan is a masterpiece. This thing didn't live up to the hype, but it's still a good movie. It's still a good zombie movie. There's some things that bug me a lot. Yeah, I'm sure you guys probably saw this coming a mile away, but some of the CGI in the movie I thought was a step down from Train to Busan, especially in quality with some of the stuff like with the cars and stuff. I don't know what it is. I hate CGI cars. They look so bad. And it bugged the shit out of me with some stuff like that. But overall, still a powerful movie. Still has a very, very strong message that I really, like, love the shit out of. I just think it was weaker with some of the characters in comparison to, you know, the prequel and Train to Busan. I didn't care about these characters as much. There was one thing I'll get to in the spoilers that I was kind of hoping for, and they didn't end up going that route with the story, and it kind of disappointed me. But overall, it's a good zombie movie, but it definitely does not live up to, you know, Train to Busan, in my opinion, at all.
Okay. Pugs, what did you think?
Let's start with Train to Busan. That there's no reason I should feel that way about a zombie movie. Like I was fighting a lump in my throat towards the end. Like, are you, how the fuck am I about to cry for a goddamn zombie movie? But anyway, so that movie's a fucking masterpiece. Fucking really hard to live up to. The animated prequel, really, really good. Didn't live up to the original, but again, masterpiece. I do like it though. Especially like it's a prostitute story. That rules. This movie, I would say if you're gonna like it, it is good, but like it's kind of like here's Dawn of the Dead, here's Land of the Dead. You're gonna like, if you like it, you like it. I did. I feel the same way Kruger does about the characters. Like I liked them, but I didn't love them, and I still ended up getting a semi lump in my throat for one of the characters towards the end. I'm like, this movie knows how to tug at heartstrings, and mine are hard to tug. So good for them on doing that. I really didn't have a problem with the shitty looking cars. Once they decided to go like Fast and the Furious, I was just like, this is fun. I'm having way more fun with this one than Train to Busan, because Train to Busan takes itself serious. This one's serious to a degree, but it's not as good. but it's still fun. Yeah, I really did like it.
And Todd, did the zombies properly tug you?
Always. Like, as everyone's already said before, the original is a masterpiece. The animated prequel to that is great. Also, news broke, we're getting an animated prequel to this one also.
So that'll
be cool. I believe Shudder debuted just like the last one. But I don't know. Do you think part of it is the fact we don't get a continuation of the characters from the last one?
Yes.
That it's kind of a letdown because you kind of want to know what's going on with them. Okay, so you're with me on that, Kruger. I did like these characters, and I really liked this story, but it wasn't as good. But like you made the comparison with the Romero films, they're all just different zombie stories in the same world. And for that, I'm okay with it. And it was a really good entry. It wasn't a masterpiece like the original, but it was still a solid entry, a really good zombie film. And probably contender for one of the top 10 of the year.
Yeah. So, I have to say, I think I prefer the animated prequel, which we'll talk a little bit about at the end, but, I the most emotional scene for me was at the very beginning, which was really good, towards the very beginning. And
I'll fight you on that later, Dan.
Well,
we'll have spoilers.
I was going to say beginning and end, but okay. The rest of it, a lot of this felt like, I look at the Resident Evil franchise, and it's like, I mean, not saying any of those were masterpieces, but you know, I enjoyed them, but then it started to get a little bit too away from what it started as. This at times felt like a Fast and the Furious movie, which, you know, may not be a bad thing, quite frankly, for a lot of people. But Kruger is right, actually, and I'm a little more forgiving of CG, but there were a couple spots where, you know, I mean, nothing horrible. I mean, but it just felt like this is bigger, but it's not better.
I just think in comparison, like watching Train to Busan and then watching this right after, Train to Busan CGI is better. And I don't understand how that happens when a movie is 4 years older.
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't think a lot's been improved upon, quite frankly, since the last one. I really enjoyed the tone of the prequel. I thought the prequel was actually pretty twisted. This, like I said, it was like Fast and the Furious. I could be nicer and say Mad Max, I guess, because you kind of have the sort of post-apocalyptic creeps that they're dealing with. It doesn't really do anything new, but yeah, this is exactly what I kind of expected, though. I was just like, it's going to be highly unlikely that they're going to match the first one. It's probably better than the American remake will be, though. So just curb your, you know, expectations a little bit. Lots of great action. This movie rarely slows down. Some cool visuals. Again, much like the Resident Evil films, but I could see like the third one. I have a feeling it's going to like gradually decline. And then by the end of that franchise, it was straight in the toilet. So I don't know how many more I want, quite frankly. But the acting's top notch. You know, when you get to the end there, as Pugs was saying, you know, it tugs at the heartstrings, but not in the same way that the first one did. So, yeah. But nonetheless, I love Korean cinema. This is top notch. Once again, just, you know, what are you going to do? It was destined to not live up to the original. And you guys have any other thoughts on it?
Not till spoilers for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk spoilers for sure.
I guess I can hint at how cool I thought it was, how they contained them all in Korea. That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
There were a couple really cool visuals. I mean, I'm big on post-apocalyptic stuff. Never thought I'd live it, but I'm a big fan of those. You know, just the look in general. I loved when they were coming in on the boat and like the bridge was snapped in half and all the boats. I'm really big on just being able to live in the world a little bit. Even more so really than even the zombie stuff. I really like the mood that they got there.
See, this is where I kind of disagree. I think Train to Busan's strength was it was contained into that train. And they made the world too big, which is probably an explanation for the budget being bigger and the CGI suffering.
Sure.
But you also can't do the same movie on like
that's
bus to Singapore or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would have liked it if we would have got more of the zombies on the boat. You know what I mean? At least just to give it a little bit more of that, you know, isolation feel.
Yeah,
because you guys know me, I'm not a big zombie guy whatsoever. Right. So I think that Train to Busan being in that one location, or you know, mostly one location, and it being, you know, zombies on the train that's, you know, going nonstop, that was the kicker to get me to enjoy it a lot. And like this just being, you know, more of your straight up post-apocalyptic zombie movie, that's why it didn't work as well for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's. I actually kind of want to see Bus to Bangkok and have it be a comedy version with Ken Jeong.
Okay, now, Dan. Time for spoilers. Hangover.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, Jesus,
let's rate this bitch.
Let's rate it. Well, Kruger, what's the
name? Iron Reap.
Let's rate. Whoa. Rate.
I'm a 3.5. I was gonna give it a 4, but to be honest, the CGI does, you know, bother me a lot. So 3.5, and that's a good number for me coming for, you know, for a zombie movie. But yeah, that doesn't, you know, does not live up to the hype, but still good film.
Okay, Pugs.
I am a solid 4. With you better watch this shit. It's definitely worth watching. 4.
Oh, I thought you were threatening somebody there.
I'm a 4 also.
I'm a 4 too. Like I said, a great movie, but it's not the classic of the original. And I don't see a lot of people that are going to think it is. But we'll see. All right. So do we want to get into spoilers now? Before we do, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. Support us for original, exclusive, and early content. Got some really cool new stuff up there. All starts at $1. And Facebook, Horror Cartel, Flesh Wound Features, and Twitter, Flesh Wound Radio, fleshwoundfeatures.com. Check out the eBay stores, all that good stuff. All right, now, spoiler warning. Wish for it to be spoiled. You know, now's the time to bow out. All right. Spoiler warning. Come back after. Yes, after you get to see it. All right. So, spoiler thoughts. Kruger, what are your spoiler thoughts on this one?
Well, first, I got to say, the RC car was fucking badass. all the stuff, honestly, they did with the lights and the fireworks and all that shit, that stuff was, you know, really top notch. I really enjoyed it. Scenes, yeah. Also, Bray Wyatt did you guys catch the Bray Wyatt zombie? That shit was awesome.
I did not. He came straight out of like
the Exorcist pose, and looked super cool. Yeah. Like, that was really, really dope.
Was that on the boat?
I think it was on the boat before the boy.
Oh, okay, then yes, I did. I was expecting like dreads and shit, but okay, cool.
And then other than that, just the ending, I love the message we get out of this, where it's more or less talking about don't sit back and not do anything because you know that, you know, the result may not be something good. Do the right thing rather than sit back and, you know, do the smart thing. And I thought that was really good. And it also had the common theme of sacrifice for your children. That, you know, the first Train to Busan had, but also, you know, had a much less heartbreaking ending, which I appreciated as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering, because I was like, man, is this going to be a downbeat ending, particularly like Soul Station? Because, like, holy shit, that one was dark. And I was like,
I thought that was a happy ending.
For you, maybe. It was a Todd happy ending. Not really, though. The Todd didn't, you know, too well end up too well on that. But
because it wasn't because it wasn't the Todd.
There you go. There you go. Korean Todd is just a pale imitation of OG Todd.
And then, that's the other thing. We didn't get Korea Joe.
But I still actually think the beginning when you saw like the dad's reaction, that was, I think, one of the highlights.
Dude, compared to the little girl crying. No.
Yeah.
That little girl crying, I wanted to give her a hug so bad. You poor bat. You poor little. Yeah.
Yeah, but one got Dan excited, the other didn't.
Okay, there was still hope at the end, though. So, like, there, it's like you saw the kid turning. That dad knew it was over. So,
but the mom wouldn't leave his side. I'm like, oh, this is that. Yeah, you're right. It's heartbreaking. But
when he starts reaching for her arm, too, he hadn't quite turned yet. Yeah.
Watching a little girl cry for her grandfather, like, dude. I was like, you motherfucker. And he saved him. He fucking man of his word. Loved him. I wish we could spend more time with him. But
yeah, I almost wonder if they do something at some point, like the next one, and like bring a bunch of these characters together. I mean, hell, even from the animated
movie. I was hoping that we were going to see what happened to the little girl. Like, a part of me thought, like, oh, is this the little girl when she was getting older? You know, we finally got to her. And I kind of would have preferred that a lot more than, you know, just going to a whole different family.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got to think, though. I mean, again, it seems like this isn't going to be the last one, so maybe that'll happen, you know?
Yeah, but how long were people waiting for that to happen with the Of the Dead series?
That's true. That's true. But
so don't get your hopes up is all I'm saying, Dan. Yeah.
So did you guys like how, like, close to reality that shit is right now? It's like, oh, we have to quarantine this whole bullshit. And I'm just like... Yeah. This is too real. But they handled it way better than the world of today.
I don't know how we'd handle zombies. I wouldn't get worried.
Not well.
Not well, probably. Some of us would be okay, but...
I will go outside if I goddamn please. And there's like some dude getting his face ripped off at the... but... Yeah, no, it's a visual spectacle. I like, you know, post-apocalyptic stuff in general, so I had a lot of fun with it. I just, I don't know, peaks for me a little earlier, and it's definitely not Train to Busan, but it's a different kind of movie, so, you know.
That one general was, or I don't know if he was a general or what, but the bad guy with the long hair and the fucked up teeth, he did a really good job of being a good heel, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and then Zombie Fight Pit was pretty cool. Or Zombie Underground. I wanted, if only a little later, you could add like a Shane McMahon rollerball cameo there, which would have been funny. You know, I got to do it once, Todd. Do we want to talk a little bit about the other movies?
Sure.
We'll start with Train to Busan.
We'll keep that up because we'll probably be spoilers on these.
So, yeah, these are going to be all spoilers now, guys. So you should see them all. Like I said, you don't have to like see Soul.
Well, Dan, you're telling people who shouldn't be watching already because we're in the spoiler section.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're listening, you don't give a shit. So we will continue.
Do you think you have to watch them in order or is order release?
I think
fine?
That's the best way to experience it, in my opinion, because that's what I did. I went prequel, Train to Busan, and then Peninsula. And I thought that was honestly like a really good way of experiencing everything.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went release order, which was fine too. but I think next time I'll probably go timeline order.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering too, you know, when the big glass of the everyone's full of zombies, the big was, I'm like, I wonder if that is going to be in one of the prequels that are coming up that you mentioned, because I was wondering in Soul if I don't know where the fuck I'm going with this. I was wondering if anything was going to lead into one of these. And I think right. that'd be a good idea. Like, it ends on them just piling up in there.
Yeah.
I want the North Korean version. I want, like, Kim Jong-un fighting zombies at his compound.
They never said if he survived. It's just kind of fun. But, yeah, when they were all in the beginning with the newsreel. Oh, I also dug that they went back and forth from English to Korean. That was
yeah.
cool. I was like, oh, good thing it happened before the merger. I'm like, oh, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I Train to Busan, I remember when I first saw it, I was just like, oh, wow. Because I see a lot of Korean movies that, again, every genre. I really love Korean film. That it always like, ah, it's a shame that only so many people are going to see this because it's, you know, subtitled and or just a Korean film in general. Some people won't give it a shot. And I was impressed with how that exploded, though. I really was.
Because the movie's fucking badass.
I think that's thanks to Shudder, and it was on quite a few different streaming services at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix and shit.
Netflix, Amazon Prime. So I think all those together, it just really got it out there.
I could be mistaken on this because it might have been some other movie, but was Tom Cruise rumored for the American remake? Or am I thinking of something else? I feel like it was...
It sounds like he was there. I think Will Smith was at one point, too.
Okay.
But I don't want the Smiths.
You wouldn't cry for, like, Jaden turning.
Speaking of other nonsense, I'm going to say it again because I said it then. Train to Busan over World War Z.
Hands down. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And I like World War Z.
I fucking hate World War Z.
Really? It's fine.
Dude.
Oh, you know what? The CGI is terrible. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I like World War Z. Now, I will say the one thing about that movie, the most impressive part of it was the Israeli stuff. And then it like culminates with, you know, just like 12 zombies in an office building. So it had some issues, but. I like World War Z.
When I'm talking about bad CGI zombie movies, I'm talking about World War Z.
A lot of them, yeah, I was going to say. But, yeah. That I don't think we'll ever get the sequel to that one now, so I don't think I have to worry.
Whatever.
But I will say the original ending was quite good. But they didn't. Fortunately, we didn't get that. So, yeah, I don't have a whole lot to say about Train to Busan that isn't already said. Definitely don't go and see Peninsula before you Train to Busan. Like, get out there, watch it. It's a relatively cheap Blu-ray. It's on everything. So
I'm going to say it doesn't really matter if you see the first one first. It's
standalone
of, yeah.
Okay.
But.
No, that's cool. I do talk a little bit about Soul Station, though, because I feel like not everybody has watched that one. And I loved how the tone was just completely different. What a hopeless, downbeat movie. I mean,
and then once they hit you with that fucking ending, like that ending was like a punch to my heart because I was rooting, you know, for the dad the whole time. And then for them to say, no, you've been rooting for a piece of fucking shit. Yeah. And then for them to, you know, have the girl turn into the zombie and get her revenge on him. Like that was awesome. I you know, after he's about to rape her, but he doesn't get to because she turns into a zombie and then he's acting like an asshole still. And then he finally gets his, I mean, it's very well done.
No, it is. Yeah. And it's like, oh, wow. I did not see that twist coming at all. If you really like overthink it, though, like, why would he go through that much trouble just to get a wayward hooker? You know what I mean? Like, it just
principle.
Todd knows.
Oh, and I got to point this out at the beginning.
What's about you, Smokey?
At the hospital. Korean Ozzy. I wasn't even supposed to be here today. Didn't want to do shit. That made me laugh. But yeah, I really for an animated movie, which I'm not always the biggest animation guy, I was impressed, man. I mean, just the, you know, good commentary on how the homeless are treated, particularly in Asian countries, which are not very good here too, but there it's kind of a,
I don't know. They're treated pretty well in California.
do you guys think if, because of the darker and weird context of that story, that's why they did an anime form, or did they just do it because they felt like it?
That's a good point. I've
never looked into it.
Yeah. It's I mean, I forgot I was watching an animated movie, which is a big compliment. I mean, I just felt, you know,
because Dan has some weird hatred toward animation. It makes him feel weird.
I love heavy metal. I love Fantastic Planet. I like a lot of animated movies. Todd, Where the Dead Go to Die. The one that we will never review.
I know, we're doing a live commentary for it.
If you get a glimpse, or if you know what that movie is, you should be excited.
We're gonna have to have like Ozzy redub like Pug stuff, and it'll be like the YouTube friendly version.
We already know the next version we're doing without Dan. The next thing.
I want him there though for the reaction.
I do too.
but
I just want to hear him try to say the name.
I'm not going to. Oh yeah, man. Just the end of this is like, this one tugged at the heartstrings in like a different kind of way. Yeah, I was just like, holy shit. It would have been interesting to try and get this made. There's Korean movies that definitely go there, but considering the success of Train to Busan, I can see like, yeah, let's do the dark, rapey one, you know.
Where do you guys think Train to Busan goes from here after Peninsula?
Because we don't seem to be following a story like of each set of people, I have no idea. I mean, I have no idea where they go now.
I would like the fantasy book.
Okay, Dan.
The survivors of this story will meet the survivors of Train to Busan, and they will have an adventure, and it'll be like 4 years when they meet.
That's what I'd like to see.
I would like that too.
They'll meet at a refugee camp and then deal with that bullshit.
Yeah.
I think that'd be perfect because we liked everybody. We like these guys. We love the originals. Let's see what's going on with those guys.
Yeah.
And introduce a wacky Ken Jeong for comedic relief.
There we go. You know what? If he's out in the first, if he's like the cold open.
You could have had him as the creepy dad in Soul Station. So if you do that, that might have been interesting. All right, guys. So that's all we have for you for this episode. Thank you for joining us. Remember to like, share, and subscribe on YouTube. It helps us, still new there, still growing the channel. And that's all I got. So good night, y'all.
Good night.